In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone, the Great Depression, passed the, anyone?
Oh, remember that voice? Ben Stein, the archetype of the boring teacher who put Ferris Bueller and all of his classmates to sleep. Probably someone we've all heard a version of in our own lives. We've all wanted to avoid that dreaded, boring, endless drone.
Do you know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over
when our next guest, Sam Levin, was 16, instead of calling in sick and faking an illness like Ferris did to get away from that drone, he decided to take charge of his own education. Working with administrators at his public high school, he launched the Independent Project. It's a semester-long, student-led program that eliminated the traditional role of teachers. So instead of textbook homework and assignments and the usual lineup of pop quizzes and final exams, every semester, students would design their own curriculum and pick an independent project like learning classical guitar or starting a community garden to pursue all on their own. The program has grown from that first semester of 8 students to reach high schools across the world. Zoe Borden is a graduate from the Independent Project, and she shared what she learned during that semester on her own. But first, program founder Sam Levin explains what inspired the idea.
The idea was to improve our education, to get kids more engaged and to begin learning things that were more meaningful and more appropriate for the 21st century.
Were you just one of those kids, like so many that I knew, who were just bored with the lessons they were getting and started to underperform or just couldn't focus on school and sort of wanted something more?
I mean, I don't want to undersell my high school education experience. A lot of what I did and a lot of the people I interacted with were great. A lot of what I learned was valuable. Mostly I was frustrated with what I saw around me. A lot of my friends were unhappy. You know, almost 180 days out of the year, they were disengaged. And then even the ones who were doing well, who were getting great grades and stuff, were sort of just going through the motions, you know, and a lot of what they were learning didn't really seem meaningful or relevant to their lives or to the future. That really began to wear on me. And I got increasingly frustrated with just both the mood and the sort of intellectual atmosphere around me.
So this happened back in 2010 when you were a high school student yourself. 8 students in a pilot project, as I understand it. So how does it work?
The idea is, obviously, the program is run by students. Every day is split in half. So the afternoon is dedicated to what's called an individual endeavor. So for the whole semester, each student has an endeavor, you know, write a play, build a boat. And that's what their afternoons are for. And it can be anything, as long as they're excited about it and it can fill up, you know, their time. And then the mornings are for academics, and the academics are split into the sciences, which sort of covers the traditional disciplines of history, science, chemistry, those kinds of things, which is all about the art of asking a question. So on Monday mornings, you would come in, you'd each come up with a question, and the group would help you form that question and help make that question better. And then you'd spend the week researching, learning, talking to experts, you know, doing studies. And then on Friday, you'd teach your answer to the group. And then the arts were dedicated to the traditional subjects of math, which is surprising to some people, and English. And the idea was that it was all about the art of practicing mathematics or the art of reading and writing.
Turning some of the most mundane subjects, at least sometimes, into art. That's interesting. Now, Zoe Borden, you're a recent graduate of the program, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'm not going to call Sam the principal. That wouldn't be quite fair. But you went through the program, so I really want to hear from you about what your experience was like, maybe putting aside the didactic version of math and getting into the art of math. What was that like?
Being able to kind of delve into it was really different than, say, sitting in a traditional calculus class. I took traditional math all throughout high school, and then the second semester, I feel like I learned maybe the most I had throughout my high school career because I took it into my own hands.
And Zoe, what was your endeavor?
My individual endeavor was actually learning how to cook and doing a little bit of molecular gastronomy, which is like the chemistry behind cooking and the science behind it.
Absolutely. Now, Zoe, one more question for you. You've sort of been through the traditional math where you might have felt a little bored and lectured, and then the art of math or the more involved math. And it makes me want to find out sort of how you're approaching the next phase of life.
I'm going to be a freshman in the fall at UCLA. And I think this whole experience of studying things that I was, you know, passionate about and curious about has really taught me to become a curious learner again. I look forward to seeing how the program itself shaped me into a better learner.
You know, Sam, the Independent Project is innovative in a lot of ways, but it's not the first educational program, of course, to get rid of grades and get rid of traditional classes. That kind of thing has been going on for quite a long time. There are even universities here in America that are founded on the idea. But you know that a lot of parents of kids who are in high school might say, oh, no, 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 my kid does not need to have the shackles off. They need discipline. They need to learn to buckle down, work, and get the job done. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, of course, I appreciate that this is, I guess, a little scary to some people, of course. And I've seen over the last 3 years since we started that various reactions ranging from mild skepticism to just outright rage, you know, at this proposal. But one of the really wonderful things about this program, and we showed in that very first pilot and has continued to be true ever since then, is that this really can work for everyone. And, you know, kids in high school are ready for this. You're at the age when you most need sort of space and freedom and agency and autonomy. And so even in that very first year, we had kids who were, you know, straight A students, but then we also had kids on the edge of dropping out of high school who were really, really failing. And they came into the Independent Project, and every one of them across the whole spectrum just flourished. And, you know, you look around, it's not as though things are going great right now in American high schools, and this is just taking a risk to try to change it. Our schools are really struggling. Kids are either failing and miserable, or they're doing okay, but they're going through the motions and not really getting much out of it.
There is almost nobody in America who thinks that our school system is performing the way it should be, and it's a massive debate. Hey, all of the fights over Common Core and standards, maybe some people want to look at Sam Levin and the Independent Project. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for talking to us.
It was my pleasure.
And Zoe Borden, good luck at UCLA. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sam Levin is the founder of the Independent Project and a recent graduate of the University of Oxford. Zoe Borden recently completed a semester in the program, and she'll be studying neuroscience at UCLA this fall.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.